With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You two are literally lunatics.
Well, you know what? You try to weigh in, and he takes it like it's insulting him. You know, I tell you what.
You guys are actually fighting about this? This is the dumbest thing ever. So here's the deal. So I got this cabin, right? It's amazing. I love it. And so I didn't think about this, but somebody said, you really need to name it. You know, it's like it's...
A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
You see the signs everywhere.
Right. Like my dad's has a cabin, but he lives in it full time. It's his house. And he named it Therapy. And so that's my dad's name of his cabin. I love that, right? It's so cute. And so Sean runs in and he's like, hey, I got a perfect name for your cabin. I'm like, oh, good. And he said, Forever Ranch.
And Jamie just melted. She goes, oh, that's beautiful. Forever Ranch.
I love it.
And then I looked at Sean and I said, dude, that sounds like a cemetery. Forever Ranch? I mean, that's really...
But we're like, wait,
and
what?
Boy, did he get offended by it. Oh, my. Oh, you'll bring down anything. It's like, dude, I'm giving you an opinion.
Well, none
if
of
you
us
tell somebody
it,
that
about
it's
it was
forever...
We didn't think about dead people
text
until
NATO.
You... Right, Sean?
I mean, no.
Text NATO.
We weren't thinking about dead people until you put it in there.
Yeah,
five.
The sentimental.
All right, let's take a poll.
Forever.
Let's take a poll.
Oh, dear God.
Text NATO at 51059. Forever Ranch.
Well, now we can't...
Does it sound like a cemetery? Am I off base?
For horses.
It does. Sounds like a cemetery for horses. But it does. Forever Ranch.
I didn't think of it
Forever
until you
Gardens.
Said it.
Mm. That's what it reminds me of. Forever Gardens.
Why? Why? It was perfect little name until you put dead people in it.
But that's the way people would perceive it. When you said, I own a place called Forever Ranch.
Oh, boy, that's not good. Holy crap. You own the Forever Ranch, do you? Wow, man, oh man, people go there and don't come back.
Wow.
That's the way it would be perceived. It's got to be, you know what name I like? You got to go with something Gulch. I like Gulch.
Somebody Gulch. Says Forever Ranch. Forever Ranch sounds like a retirement center.
Well, that's right next to death.
So you want something Gulch.
A lot of Gulch. Yeah,
okay,
Gulch is good.
Something Gulch.
I don't know. I like that word. It sounds very Western.
Gulch.
Serenity Gulch.
Serenity. Are you kidding me?
You're always into old
Serenity
people.
Serenity Gulch.
He just kills me. I love him. I mean, he's like adorable, isn't he?
Yeah.
You are adorable.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I want to hug him and hold him and keep him forever. What's that from?
I will hug him and keep him and love him forever.
What? What was that?
Schmidl.
What did he say?
He
did
he
fall?
Tiny Toons because he's
Tiny
young.
Tunes. Oh, yeah. Tiny Toons?
Yeah. Tiny
Toons. I love him and love him and keep him forever.
Way before Tiny Toons.
He's adorable, too. They're just so adorable, those Bunky Brothers.
Yeah, they are.
How about the Bunky Brother Ranch?
Brilliant.
Done. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, somebody called and said to call it the Whorehouse. Wow.
Oh,
that feels mean and hurtful.
I like that name.
I don't feel like...
You can run with that.
What do you got there? Sean, what do you... Oh, Sean. The things you look up. Listen to this. Listen to what he has.
What's that?
You ready?
Wanted my own little bunny rabbit. I will name him George, and I will hug him and pet him and squeeze him.
I'm not a bunny rabbit.
See? See?
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks. Somebody said Sean is high. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Hey, you guys, this is crazy. And I want, I think, actually, Sean to talk about this because he knows a lot about it and he has some concerns about it. And that's that Area 51. This thing has gone viral. The whole Area 51 thing. It went meme crazy yesterday.
Area 51 is that UFO place that the government runs down in, what is it, in Nevada, I guess it is, outside of Las Vegas or somewhere. Anyway, a lot of people are saying, hey, we want to know the truth. We're going to storm the place. And they have a petition online on Facebook. I think it's a Facebook page. And they have over 1 million people saying that, hey, we're in.
Yeah.
We'll go with you, man. We're going to storm this place. It doesn't matter what the government says. They can't shoot us all. And so they're going to go in there and try to recover some of these aliens they think are inside this place.
And Sean, well, okay, so now they've put out a warning. You will be prosecuted if you cross the line.
Sean is a big believer in Sasquatch, UFOs, Loch Ness Monster. If it's ridiculous, he believes it.
Now, let me read you this. It says, law enforcement sources in the Nevada area, where the notorious U.S. Air Force base is located, tell TMZ that all agencies are aware of this potential raid on the premises, and they have been briefed, and people will be prosecuted come September when all this happens.
Basically, the U.S. Air Force says, bring it. You think you're going to storm a U.S. facility? Bring it. Watch what happens. They're serious, too.
They say they will be arrested, prosecuted to the fullest extent of military law. I mean, they are serious, right?
Yeah, you know, this is getting a lot of press. This is not going to happen. First of all, of the 1 million people, it's basically turned into a big fat joke.
I think a lot of people will show up.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's a joke at all.
Go ahead,
really?
John. Go on with your bad self.
I think a million people, that's too many people that have come together that have decided we're tired of being lied to by our American government when it comes to alien life. We want to know what's going on in Area 51. Our tax dollars are going to that property. We deserve to know. And I think it's unfair that a million Americans have stood up and said we want to know the truth. And the only answer from our government is you will be shot. That's not fair.
You should go.
I'm going. I've already got plans. All my kids going. My wife's in. Got a couple other friends. We're all going to go and we're going to carpool. And we're going to find out the truth. And we're sick of our government lying to us and hiding from us the things we need to know. The truth.
Why are they hiding that they are taking it so seriously like that?
Exactly. If there's nothing for us to find out, then why are you going to meet us with such opposition to a point they say anyone who tries to follow through this will be met with serious obstacles? That's crazy. We should be able to go on to any military base you want to.
You can't walk into any military base you want to in this country. That's ludicrous, Sean.
I feel like you can.
You cannot walk onto any base. Can you walk onto DIA? Can you walk onto the tarmac?
If I want to.
No, you can't walk out on the runway.
That's not a military base.
It doesn't matter. It's a government facility.
I'm telling you.
Dude, it's ridiculous. First of all, you cannot storm a place that is government facility. You can't storm it. They have every right to arrest you and throw you under the jail.
They can't throw us all in jail. There's a million of us. They don't got that many handcuffs.
Jesus, do a shot.
Yes.
Don't you hate it when you're like all trying to make a point and then something like that happens? It's like, damn.
It's like a stroke. Like a small stroke.
Like, oh, God. I hate that. That just happened. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's coming up in when? What's the date of that? What is the exact date you guys are storming that thing?
September 20th.
All right.
So here's what I think, Sean, and I'm being dead serious. Yeah. I think that we send you out there.
Yeah.
And we pay for your ticket. Do we have to pay it for Shayna's too?
No, we're driving. It's only a 14-hour drive. We're going to take the car so we have it.
Okay.
So if we need to. We can.
All right.
Going to Cuba. Jump and run.
All right. And I think that you do a live action news broadcast from there.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I've been practicing my Naruto run.
Yes.
So that we're all running in sequence and they can't shoot us all at once.
Put your hands behind you like you're flying and you just put your head down and you run.
Run.
Where did that come from?
Video games, I think, or something like that.
It did. It didn't come from like.
It's from an anime called Naruto.
Oh, there you go. Anime. That's where we get all our brilliant ideas. But this one is actually a...
So what do we think is out there?
I believe the remains of the crash from the 1940s UFO crash that they collected there in New Mexico's there. Plus, I also believe that some of the other crash sites that we have across the country that say they don't exist are there, as well as some reversed engineered alien technology that the U.S. government is using.
Reversed engineered alien technology.
Yes. Like when we capture a ship or we capture someone, then we take that ship, we
Why
dissect
do you look
it.
So pissed off,
we reverse
BJ?
Engineer it
I'm just
so that
tired.
We can figure out how to make
yeah,
it work.
He's wearing me out today.
Is that what's happening? You look
yeah.
so mad.
Yeah, just, no, I'm not mad
I mean,
at
you're
all.
Like,
I'm
just itching like, your head and like I'm your eyes tired. Are going up yeah. in the air. And
all this. It's just like, oh my goodness. Yeah.
And I'm not worried because of all the movies I've seen, even with machine guns, if you run, they can't hit you. Because I see it all the time. People, you know, and people just running right through.
See how so, ridiculous this is becoming.
I think we've got a lot. I think we have
he's
a really good
chance.
He's
talking about running from machine guns.
And making it.
He's talking about
and
he can
it.
Make it because he's watched movies that you can actually make it or some cartoon yeah. he watched.
Oh, listen. He's yelling. Keep him down. Keep him down.
I gotta keep him down. It's just... Look, these
Somebody
people,
said that Sean should be laid to rest at Forever Ranch.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You're the first body buried there. Right after you get shot at Area 51, we put you down at Forever Ranch.
Oh, my God. I mean, some people, BJ, I'm telling you, some people like Sean, I mean... They are adamant that why are we being, you know, why don't
yeah, well,
we know?
They believe what they believe. But my point is this. Okay. When September 20th comes, nobody's going to be storming that fence. Nobody's going to be storming it because the U.S. Air Force is going to be there.
Yeah.
And they are going to be armed and nobody is going to take that move. And I advise you not to.
Well, I think it would be really I think it would be really bad for the government to go shooting all his people because they're trying to hide secrets from their people.
Yeah, that would go bad as a PR move.
Yeah. So if
he
that's
does
what
have
we
a point.
Have to do,
he does have a point.
I think if you storm that property, you get shot.
No, I think that's a bad PR. I think that they can, you know, put him in those weird handcuffs with the plastic on them.
Yeah.
They can do that, but I agree. Like, they're not going to shoot
zip ties?
Yeah, zip tie. They'll zip tie them all.
Yeah.
But they're not going to shoot them. That'd be a nightmare.
I say shoot.
Really?
Yeah. I say fire away. You've warned them. Here they come. Bing, bing, bing. Peg them.
What do they call that? Selective whatever? What's that? Like the dumb ones you got to get rid of?
Natural selection?
Yeah.
Kind of weed them out.
Thank you.
Yeah, we won't have to worry about this come next September.
Uh-huh. I feel bad that I said that. I'm sorry. Yeah. It was not nice.
It didn't feel nice.
I'm for you. I'm for you.
I think by September 20th, this goes away.
No way.
I think
it's
only gonna completely
get more momentum.
Yesterday, it was the funniest memes on the planet. I mean, people are going crazy about it. It was all over every kind of social media, everywhere. It was hilarious.
All right, September 20th, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
If all these people gather to storm the place.
It's going to be fantastic. Hey, couple of things. First of all, I wanted to tell you, this is the saddest story ever, and that is of Charlie Sheen's ex-wife. Holy hell, you guys, she is a wreck. This is so sad. Her name is Brooke Mueller, in case you don't know, and she's been in rehab 1,000 times.
Yeah.
For heroin, cocaine, you name it. And remember, a long time ago, she was on the beach, and they found that Reynolds wrap with those needles in it. I mean, so she's been a mess. And the saddest part is, I think she has like 3 little kids. I mean, what kind of mom does this crap? Anyway, so Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, was seen sitting outside of a drugstore in the Hamptons, yelling, hey, let's all go party. Hey, let's go. Woo, let's go. Can I get a ride? So this guy sees her and he's like, are you okay? And she's like, I just want to party. So he thought, okay, she's in trouble. He didn't know who she was at first, but he just took her home with his friends just to try to get her sobered up because she was such a wreck. They opened up her suitcases. She had 2 suitcases on the side of the road in the Hamptons in front of a drugstore. And they said, there were so many drugs in her suitcases, it was like Scarface.
Wow.
Isn't that awful?
She's out walking the streets with suitcases.
Oh, and stuff on her nose, like powder on her nose.
Yeah. She's lucky this guy didn't call the cops.
I know.
Because you've got a strange, wacky woman out here acting bizarre. You think he would have called the 911.
Yeah, I know.
Instead of taking her home with you.
And taking pictures of her.
That's weird.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
And taking pictures of her to sell to the...
Maybe he was all whacked out, too.
Oh, boys. Now that you put it that way, God, at first I thought he was like an amazing hero, but now you're...
But that's kind of weird, isn't it, that you would see somebody out there acting really strange, carrying luggage in the neighborhood?
Okay, you're right.
You call 911 and say, hey, we got some dingbat out here.
Yeah, that's what you say. We got some dingbat out here.
That's what I'm telling.
It's just crazy.
A crazy person. I wouldn't take him home with me. That's for sure.
I found out about the TV show that I'm going to watch tonight, and I want you to see it too. You're going to love it.
One?
Okay, so Carol Radswell, she was from Real Housewives of New York. Well, anyway, she was married to this guy named Anthony, and he is the nephew of Jackie Kennedy, follow along, family Bush, and also the first cousin of John F. Kennedy. They were best friends. So she does this whole thing about all the crap we didn't know when they were married. Like all that, like there was some scandal.
Yeah.
And it's on tonight. It's called JFK Jr., the final year. It's on A&E at 9 p.m. Now, I think you're going to love it.
JFK Jr. and his wife, they had some problems.
Yeah.
A lot of problems.
A lot of problems.
Wow.
There was some speculation, I don't know if you know this, of like even drug use.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Again, it's on AFE? What's AFA? A&E, and it's JFK Jr., the final year. It's on tonight at 9.
I feel like that JFK Jr. is just a part of the Kennedy curse.
Well,
I really
and
do.
Think about it. His cousin, Carolyn's husband, he died of cancer. All these Kennedys die, man.
Well, you've got Robert Kennedy.
Yeah.
He was shot.
Yep.
You got Ted Kennedy. He could have died. That woman died in that car crash.
Yep.
That he left that scene. And it's called the Kennedy curse. And I believe it now. I really think that this family, there's too much stuff's happened to
it. It is weird.
Then you've got John Jr. crashing. He's a pilot. He crashes an airplane in the ocean.
With his wife and her sister in it. Like, they knocked out that Kennedy. Because she was a Kennedy now.
Yeah.
And they knocked out that Kennedy. Oof. And then finally, it's a new challenge, everybody. I know you love a new challenge.
Oh, yeah, cool.
All right, this is a brand new challenge, and it's going on viral online. It's the sunburn tattoo challenge. Here's what you do. You put something on your chest, whatever it is. Like some, I don't know, you put...
like a stencil.
Playboy bunny.
Good, fine. Yeah, yeah, all of you. All right, so you put it on your chest, and then you lay out, and then you get real burnt, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess it makes an outline of whatever image you have.
Yeah.
And that's what's on your chest.
Yes.
So the rest of you sunburnt, but you have that one white area.
Yeah.
You know, it's called the farmer's tan for part of us.
Well, I agree. But
you know
now,
what I mean?
But now they're
now
doing like scenery.
It's an image.
Yeah. So
I saw one with Batman. Is that Batman logo?
Yeah, Batman.
Yeah.
So that's what you do. You go, you just get that sunburn right there. It looks real, real nice. It's the new challenge.
Yeah.
It's like a sunburn tattoo.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Sure.
Okay.
We could do it when we're in the Caymans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to put on your chest, boobies?
Maybe something like pineapple or something. Coconut.
Why, yeah. Why when you say something stupid, you suck up your boogers?
I don't know.
Pineapple.
I'm just trying to think what's on the island that I could use. A lawn chair.
Put a pineapple. Yep. Pineapple.
I'm ready to do it.
I'm going to put a wiener.
There you go.
And I'm going to put it strategically right there.
All right, I think we're done. That did it. That did it. All right, we have to take a break here.
I'm so sorry.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.